What I was trying to do was to analyse the development of Irish education over the last 40 years, which has been the most eventful four decades ever in the history of Irish education. I established a benchmark, first of all, of what the situation was in the middle 60s, which was a very impoverished Spartan system, really. Very low levels of participation and very poor infrastructure. And how, in the 60s, with no appraisals, no analysis, no drive, and the realisation that education should be seen as investment, you get a whole take-off, if you like, with free education in post-primary schools, the expansion of post-primary, the introduction of comprehensive community schools, the development of RTCs, the expansion of the universities. So you get this tremendous modernisation of the system, plus curriculum reform, which has stood Ireland very well at this stage. Then I examined the second phase in the context of the 90s with the Celtic Tiger and the Knowledge Society, and how again we decided that education was the way forward. And a whole new batch of developments took place. We had a series of three white papers, two green government green papers, and a range of other reports that guided us forward. And a very distinctive part of it was the process where there was so much consultation with the people. It wasn't top-down, it was consultative, so that there was a greater sense of ownership by the various stakeholders of the system. So we shaped up a tremendous agenda for change, which for a good while the momentum was kept up, but which has been slackening over the last couple of years. And I concluded then by pointing out the dangers of complacency, of resting on our oars, the need for further expansion, that Ireland had the potential to be one of the best education systems of the world, bar none, but that it needed greater resourcing and more consistent policy direction to bring that about. Investment in the teaching force, consistent policy direction, and putting into effect, say, particularly two white papers that have been neglected. That's the white paper on early childhood education and the white paper on adult education. I feel recent ministers have moved away from those, and I was urging a redirection into that scenario.